Let's open with a word of prayer. Lord, we do thank you.
主, 我们感谢你。
As we are reminded from the Lord's table that worthy is the Lamb.
主, 当我们今天早晨薄饼聚会的时候, 再次提醒我们羔羊是配。
We worship and we adore you.
我们敬拜, 赞美你。
Lord, as we are here before you in the ministry of your word,
今天, 当我们在你话语的服事里面,
Lord, do speak, for your servant it heareth.
主, 求你向我们说话, 你的仆人静听。
We commit ourselves into your hands.
我们把我们自己仰望交托在你的手里。
Even myself, the translator, the brother who speaks, who will speak afterwards, we are all but dry bones.
把我自己和翻译和后面讲的弟兄都交托在你的手里。
But it's through the anointing of the Spirit that words can become life.
通过圣灵的浇灌, 你的话语才能够成为生命。
So Lord, do speak.
主, 所以求你说话。
Speak to every heart.
求你向每一个心说话。
Speak life to every heart.
求你向每一个心大声地说话。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把下面时间仰望交托在你。
Help us to trust and obey.
帮助我们信而顺从。
In your name that we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. So our brother hinted what we are going to talk about today.
我们刚刚弟兄已经给了我们提示，我们今天要讲什么。
And for the portion that I am assigned to, we will focus on Abraham.
而我要讲那一部分，我们要和大家一起说到亚伯拉罕。
And through obedience, how he became the friend of God.
他因着信，他正会成为神的朋友。
So let's open the scriptures this morning to John chapter 15.
让我们打开圣经到约翰福音15章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音15章。
We'll read one verse.
我们读一节。
And that is verse 14.
就是14节。
And it says, You are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
约翰福音15章14节, 你们若遵循我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
And then we will turn to the book of James.
然后到雅各书,
and chapter 2.
第二章,
James is after Hebrews.
是在希伯来书的后面。
So we will just read the last part of verse 23.
我们读23节的后半部分。
And he, in which he was talking about Abraham, was called the friend of God.
他又成为神的朋友了,这边的他是说到亚伯拉罕。
And finally, in Hebrews chapter 11,
希伯来书11章,
Hebrews 11, we'll read verse 8.
11章第8节,
By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候，还不知往哪里去。And
then we will skip ahead to verse 17 to 19.
然后我们到下面17、19节。
By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, and Isaac, your descendants shall be called. He considered that God is able to raise people, even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上。这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子存有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
So three times in the Bible, Abraham was mentioned as the friend of God.
所以在圣经中三次说到亚伯拉罕成为神的朋友。
We read one of the passages.
我们刚刚已经读了一些经节。
And we know that anytime the Bible repeats, it is something that we want to focus on, and it's very important in the heart of God.
所以当我们知道圣经里面重复的时候，我们知道这是很重要的一件事情，因为这是我们所需要注目的，也是神心里面所愿意的。So
when we hear Abraham is the friend of God, what does this word friend mean to us?
所以当我们听到亚伯拉罕称为神的朋友的时候，这朋友这两个字在 对我们的是意义是什么呢？
In our worldly relationship with our friends, we often realize our friendship does not last long when we move on to the next stage of life or when we move out of the location that we are in.
所以当我们地上的朋友的时候，我们往往意识到我们的朋友是被我们的所在的时间和空间所限制的。当我们去到另外一个地方，或者我们进入生活的下一阶段的时候，我们的朋友也变了。
When we were younger, we used words such as BFFs. I don't know how to translate that to Chinese. Best friend forever.
我们年轻的时候，我们总会说是我们是永远的最好的朋友。
But years later, we find out these BFFs that we say are our BFFs. They haven't last forever.
所以过了不久，我们就发现我们这些所谓的永远的最好的朋友就不再是我们的朋友了。
But we know with God, things are different.
但是我们知道，在神凡事都是不一样的。
We love singing the hymn, What a friend we have in Jesus.
我们愿意唱那首诗歌，何等朋友，我主耶稣。
He bore our sins and grief.
他担当我们的忧伤和我们的罪。
He is always our friend.
他永远是我们的朋友。
We can bring everything to him in prayer.
我们可以在祷告当中把凡事都带到他的面前。
He is our faithful friend who will never leave us nor forsake us.
他是我们信实的朋友，他不会撇下我们，也不会丢弃我们。
So now the question comes to us because we say what a friend we have in Jesus, but are we friends with God?
所以现在这个问题就回到我们这边，我们是神的朋友，但是我们是神的朋友吗？
What does it mean to be the friend of God?
那作为神的朋友是什么意义呢？
Abraham was called the friend of God.
亚伯拉罕被称为神的朋友。
We see in the Bible, even when God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, I cannot hide these things from Abraham.
当神要摧毁索多玛和俄摩拉的时候，他甚至说，我亚伯拉罕是我的朋友，所以我不能向他有隐藏。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus said the most incredible thing that Abraham rejoiced to see my day.
所以在约翰福音里面，主耶稣甚至说亚伯拉罕欢喜，欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子。
Somehow, even in the Old Testament, Abraham saw Jesus.
很多的时候，在旧约里面，亚伯拉罕甚至可以看到主。
God was able to show his friend Abraham what was most important in his heart.
所以神就向亚伯拉罕显明，在他心里面最最重要的是什么。
So both of these examples highlight that as God's friend, God cannot hide things from Abraham, and he wants to reveal what is on his heart.
所以这里让我们看到，作为神的朋友，神不再向亚伯拉罕隐藏他所要做的事，他愿意向亚伯拉罕打开他的心。
There was a heart-to-heart relationship between Abraham and God.
所以这边亚伯拉罕和神之间有一个心和心的连结。
So now it comes back to us. Can we say that about our relationship with God?
那回到我们身上，我们和神的关系，我们可以同样的来这样描述吗？
So we want to ask, what is it about Abraham? What can we learn from the father of faith?
所以我们这边要看到亚伯拉罕他有什么不一样的，他作为我们的信心之父。
From the first verse that we read, Jesus himself said we are his friends if we obey what he has commanded us.
在我们刚刚读的第一节圣经里面说，主说到，你们若遵循我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
So we want to use the verses from Hebrews as an illustration, as a guide for us.
所以我们愿意用希伯来书里面的那些话语来作为我们的引导。
These are two different events in Abraham's life.
这个是亚伯拉罕生命当中两件不同的事。
The first occurred at the very beginning of his walk.
这刚刚开始的时候，亚伯拉罕与神同行的时候。
And the second event occurred much later, after he has walked with the Lord for many years.
第二件事是发生在亚伯拉罕和神同行许多年以后。
So we want to look at these life-changing events.And see what lessons the Lord wants to show us and to teach us.
所以我们要来看这两件改变亚伯拉罕生命的事，来领会主要在这些事上给我们什么样的一个功课。
That through obedience, he became the friend of God.
因着信而顺从，他成为神的朋友。
So when we first encounter Abraham in the Bible,
当我们第一次遇到在圣经里面看到亚伯拉罕的时候，
he was living in Ur of the Chaldeans.
他住在加勒底的乌尔。
Most likely, this was where he was born.
这是他出生的地方。
Ur was a very prosperous city.
乌尔是一个很繁荣的城市。
Lots of things that are there.
有很多的事。
Just like New York City or any of the cities we can think of today.
就像今天的纽约。
And it was also a very idolatrous city as well.
但是也是一个在罪恶当中的城市。
From what the Hebrew traditions tell us, he came from a family of great wealth because his father was the top idol merchant in the city.
所以我们可以看到亚伯拉罕是从一个很富有的家庭出身，因为他的父亲是那个城市里面做那个偶像的一个商人。
But one day, according to Stephen's account in the book of Acts,
所以在《使徒行传》里面，斯提凡向我们说
：“The God of glory appeared to Abraham.
神的荣耀向亚伯拉罕显现。
And God told him, 'Get out of your country and from your relatives and come to the land that I will show you.'
因为神向亚伯拉罕说，你要离开你的本地、本族、父家，要进入我应许给你之地。
And this was the beginning of Abraham's walk of faith.
所以这就是亚伯拉罕在信心当中与神同行的开始。
So we want to pause here and meditate on this.
所以我们这边要停一下来思想这件事情。
When God told Abraham to get out of Ur, this shows that God does not want Abraham to dwell in Ur.
当我们的神叫亚伯拉罕离开乌尔的时候，就是说我们的神不愿意亚伯拉罕再住在乌尔。
But Abraham had to leave the city and go to the land which God will show him.
所以亚伯拉罕要离开乌尔来进入神应许之地。
He could not put one foot in Ur and one foot outside of Ur.
他不能一个脚踩在乌尔，一个脚踩在那个应许之地。
There was no compromise.
因为没有这样的一个妥协。
There was a separation.
因为这也没有例外。
And there was a decisive step that Abraham had to take.
这是一个决定性的一步，亚伯拉罕必须要走出去。
Abraham could not remain there, and he must take that step of faith to leave his hometown.
亚伯拉罕不能再住在那儿，他必须在信心里面来离开他的本地。
So he took one step in leaving Ur.
所以他离开了乌尔。
And then another step.
他又走了一步。
And another step.
又走了一步。
And then Ur was behind him.
所以他就不再在乌尔。
And he obeyed God.
他顺服神。
Just like this example, God wants to show us that the road is not our home.
所以神就像神向亚伯拉罕所行的一样，神也要向我们显明，世界不是我们的家。
God wants us to leave the things of the world to begin our spiritual pilgrimage.
所以神要让我们离开这个世上的这些事情，来进入我们属灵的一个旅行。
And why is that?
为什么是这样？
The Bible tells us in James that a friendship of the world is enmity with God.
所以我们可以看到雅各书里面说到与世俗为友就是与神为敌。
And then in 1 John it tells us love not the world nor the things of the world.
约翰一书里面也教导我们说我们不要爱这个世界，也不要爱这个世界上的事。
So there is a separation line.
所以这边有一条分别的一条线。
And just like Abraham, we cannot put one foot in the promised land and one foot back in the road.
就像亚伯拉罕一样，我们不能把一只脚踩在世俗的里面，一只脚踩在应许之地。
There has to be a deliberate separation.
所以这又必须有一个决定性的区别。
And then as we continue on, as we look more deeper into how Abraham left Ur,
所以当我们来更深的看一下亚伯拉罕是怎么样离开乌尔的时候，
God told him to also leave his relatives and go to the land that God will show him.
所以神也叫亚伯拉罕要离开他的本族和父家来进入这个应许之地。
But then we notice one thing when we read the account in Genesis and Acts, as we look into that account.
所以当我们看创世纪和使徒行传的时候，
Abraham also brought along his father and his nephew.
所以亚伯拉罕也带了他的父亲和他的侄子。
And they did not immediately enter into the promised land.
他们没有马上就进入应许之地。
But they settled in Haran until his father passed away.
他们在哈兰住了很久，直到他父亲去世。
And when we look at a map today, Haran is in modern-day Turkey.
而我们看地图的时候，所谓的那个哈兰就是今天的土耳其。
They have not even crossed the Euphrates River.
他们还没有走过幼弗拉底河。
We do not know how long Abraham lingered, in Haran.
我们不知道亚伯拉罕在哈兰住了多久。
But the Bible tells us he was 75 years old, when he left Haran to go to Canaan.
但是圣经告诉我们，当亚伯拉罕离开哈兰到迦南的时候，他已经是75岁了。
So this example is also relatable to all of us.
所以这个例子也可以给我们以借鉴。
Abraham obeyed the call. He left Ur, his hometown, but there was a lot of baggage, that he carried along.
我们看到亚伯拉罕确实是离开乌尔了，但是他还是背着很多的包袱。
God had to deal with Abraham.
所以而神就必须这样来对付亚伯拉罕。
It was a lifetime of dealings.
这个是一生的对付。
And then even when he entered Canaan, God had to deal with him with different aspects.
所以即使他已经到了迦南以后，神也在必须在不同的事上来对付他。
For example, he brought Lot along.
举一个例子，他带了罗德。
And we know Lot was a lot of trouble.
我们知道这个罗德带来很多的麻烦。
And then he decided to go to Egypt, when there was a famine.
所以当地上有灾荒，有饥荒的时候，他又去到埃及。
And Egypt is not the promised land.
而埃及并不是应许之地。
And then, later on, there was the whole incident with Hagar and Ishmael.
而以后我们又知道发生的是夏甲和以实玛利。
And then finally he also decided to go to land of the Philistines, in which again the land of Philistia is not the promised land.
而后他又去到非利士人之地，而我们知道非利士地也不是神应许之地。
We are all familiar with these stories.
我们都很熟悉这些故事。
But God wants to show Abraham that he cannot rely on himself. He cannot rely on his own ability, his own intellect, his own strength.
所以我们看到神告诉亚伯拉罕，他不能再来用他自己的能力、智慧和力量。
But he has to rely on God.
他必须完全的来仰望神。
And this was a whole lifetime of dealings.
所以这我们看到这里是神在亚伯拉罕身上一生的对付。
So just like Abraham, we see for ourselves, we too carry a lot of baggage.
所以就像亚伯拉罕一样，我们看我们自己的生命的时候，我们也有很多的包袱。
Even though we declare that, we belong to the Lord and we have left the world behind.
所以我们虽然说我们属于神，我们也离开了这个世界。
Because the battle that we fight today is internal.
因为我们今天的征战是我们内心的。
There's a battle between the flesh and the spirit.
是我们的肉体和我们灵的里面的征战。
The spirit lusts against the flesh, and the flesh lusts against the spirit.
而灵和肉体征战。
The spirit delights to do the will of God, wants to do the will of God.
而灵里面我们愿意来顺服神，顺服主。
But the flesh does not.
但我们的肉体却不愿意。
So this is a whole lifetime of dealings.
所以这也是一生的对付。
A whole lifetime of obeying, his command to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow the Lord.
所以我们要有一生的时间来遵循主的命令，来舍己。背起十字架来跟随我们的主。
And then as we continue on in our meditation on the life of Abraham,
当我们继续来思想亚伯拉罕这个生活的时候，
Isaac was born.
我们看到以撒出生。
This was the child of promise.
这是一个应许的儿子。
And it was also a miracle given that it was impossible given the age of Abraham and Sarah.
而这也是一个奇迹，因为当时亚伯拉罕和撒拉年纪都已经很大。
And this was a fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham.
这是神应许了他给亚伯拉罕的许诺。
So when Isaac was older, God tested Abraham.
所以当以撒长大以后，神就试炼亚伯拉罕。
He commanded Abraham to take his son, his only begotten son, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him.
所以神就要亚伯拉罕带着他唯一的爱子以撒到摩利亚地把他献为祭。
We see now that there was a difference in Abraham's life.
我们可以看到亚伯拉罕现在的生命已经不同。
There was no delay.
他没有延迟。
The next morning he got up and began his journey to Moriah.
所以第二天早晨他就起来去摩利亚地。
And then he did not question the Lord, but he offered Isaac.
他也没有疑问主，他就把以撒献上了。
And as he took his knife to slay his son, that was when the angel of the Lord called out.
所以当他举刀要杀以撒的时候，神的天使就叫停了他。
And told him to stay his hand.
所以叫他不要下手。
And so we see here from after a lifetime of dealings, Abraham fully obeyed the Lord.
所以我们看到经过一生的对付，亚伯拉罕完全的顺服主。
By this very act, he became an Old Testament representation of what God was going to do centuries later.
所以因着这样，他就成了旧约里面的一个见证，来显明神要在几个世纪以后要做的事情。
And Abraham obeyed God, and out of it, he discovered God the provider.
亚伯拉罕因着顺服主，所以他就发现了主供应他的一切。
He discovered the power of his resurrection when he received Isaac back.
所以当他从死里得回以撒来以后，他就看到那复活的大能。
He discovered the fellowship of the sufferings of Christ through this offering.
所以他还可以看到因着主的在十字架上的受苦，他得回了所永远的生命。
And so he entered deeper into this relationship with the Lord.
所以他就在和主的关系里面更一步的晋升。
So Abraham fully obeyed God, and God was able to call Abraham my friend.
所以他完全顺服神，神就可以称亚伯拉罕为神的朋友。
We likewise have a lifetime of dealings.
所以我们也有一生的对付。
When we are saved, we do not immediately become perfect and raptured to heaven.
因为我们并没有完全可以上天堂。
But the Lord gives us this life that we may mature and grow.
但是神给了我们这样一个生命，让我们可以长大成人。
Every day he gives us opportunity to learn obedience.
每一天他都让我们学习这个顺服的功课。
In the matter of being separated from this road.
从这个世界被分别出来。
He also daily gives us opportunity to learn whether to obey the spirit or the flesh.
他每天也给我们这样一个机会来学习，我们是顺服圣灵还是顺服肉体。
Whether we are at work,
不管我们是在工作
，at home,
在家里
，at school,
在学校
，and even at the gatherings here,
甚至是在这边的聚会里面。
And then even every Sunday as we gather here, there are opportunities of learning different lessons.
所以，即使在我们每一个主日的聚会里面，我们也可以学到很多的功课。
The question is, are we willing to obey?
但是问题是，我们愿意顺服吗
？We have so many times, so much times of fellowship.
我们有这么多的聚会。
Whether in Wednesday or Fridays or the individual gatherings.
不管是星期三、星期五，还是小的个人的聚会。
But the question comes back to us: Are we taking the words that were fellowship and have the Lord examine our hearts?
我们把那主的这些话语放在我们心里。
Are we letting the Holy Spirit teach us the lessons that He wants us to teach? He wants us to learn.
我们让圣灵来教导我们他要我们学的功课吗
？And so God wants us to enter into a deeper walk with Him.
所以主让我们在与他同行里面更一步的晋升。
And so that is why there are trials and sufferings we go through.
所以我们要有很多的试炼。
That out of it we discover the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings.
因为只有这样，我们才能够懂得他复活的大能。
Sometimes the things that the Lord tells us does not make any sense.
很多时候，也许神告诉我们的话，我们不理解。
But we have to remember God sees the bigger picture.
但是我们要知道，神看到那个远景
and knows the end result.
也知道那个最后的那个结局
because He wants all of us to be conformed to be like Him.
因为他让我们长大成人，成为他完全的身量。
And so now we must come to a close.
我们下面要结束。
So in Abraham's life, we see that when he began his walk of faith, he obeyed in going and leaving Ur of Chaldea.
所以我们看亚伯拉罕的生命，当他开始他在信心当中与神同行的时候，他就离开了加勒底的乌尔。
And this is the first step of walking with God.
这是与神同行的第一步。
And then just like all of us, he carried a lot of baggage.
就像我们一样，他有很多的包袱。
But over time, God worked in Abraham's life so he may no longer be dependent on himself, but on the Lord himself.
但随着时间的增长，神来对付亚伯拉罕，他不再靠他自己 乃是仰望神。
Abraham's life was full of different lessons in dealing with the flesh.
所以亚伯拉罕的生活当中，我们可以看到他学习各样的功课，因着神要这样对付他。
But then when God was told Abraham to offer Isaac, Abraham fully obeyed.
当神告诉亚伯拉罕把以撒献为祭的时候，亚伯拉罕就完全的顺服。
God through that incident showed his heart to Abraham.
因着这样一件事，神把他的心意向亚伯拉罕完全显明。
It was a lifetime of journey, but now Abraham was brought into oneness with the heart of God.
这是一生的功课，但是亚伯拉罕因此而进入和神合一的境界。
His lessons every day brought him into union with God.
他每天所学的功课让他与神合一。
God was able to call him the friend of God.
所以神可以称他为朋友。
And he was able to reveal what was dear on his heart, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他就可以向他显明他心里所爱的，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
So for all of us, may it be in our lives that we learn to obey and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
也许在我们的生命当中，这也是我们的一个生活，我们可以来学习信而顺服，顺服圣灵的引领。
When we learn to surrender to him, God is able to show more.About himself.
当我们完全顺服的时候，神就可以更多的向我们显明他自己。
Even the Bible tells us in Amos 3:3,
阿摩斯书三章三节里面说到，
Can two walk together unless they are agreed?
二人若不同心，岂能同行呢？
So the more we learn to obey his leading and his guidance, the more we are brought into the heart of God, where we are then able to be his friend.
当我们更多的来顺服他的引领和教导的时候，我们就更多的进入神的心意。
God sees his friends as most dear and precious to his heart.
神的朋友是神最宝贵的。
So this is good news. We who are sinners saved by grace can now become friends of God.
所以这其实是一个好消息，因为我们是蒙恩的罪人。
We may know
我们可以成为神的朋友。我们现在知道他的心意。
We may be one with him.
我们可以与他合一。
What an honor and privilege it is.
这是何等的荣耀，何等的权柄。
God must bring all of us, his friends, to his level, and this is what he wants to do and accomplish in each of our lifetime.
神要把他所有的朋友都带到他的那个，他愿意。
So I will close with this one final question.
我们要用这样一个问题来作为结束。
So are we willing to endure all the discipline as Abraham did?To be his friend.
我们愿意接受神的管教，就像亚伯拉罕所做的，来成为神的朋友吗？
Now turn it over to our brother Chip.
下面把时间交给 Chip 弟兄。
Appreciate our brother Elliot for the last several weeks. He's been a good brother and encouraged me with the word that we were going to share this morning.
我要感谢 Elliot 弟兄在过去几周之内和我一直鼓励我，就是鼓励我们要我们今天要所交通的这个题目。
You know, we need brothers and sisters to encourage us in difficult times.
所以我们在难处当中的时候，我们真的需要弟兄姊妹相互鼓励。
And, you know, this morning I was reminded, speaking of difficult times, I am in fellowship with a good brother that's going through some very difficult times.
所以说到难处的时候，我最近和一些弟兄有交通，他们在大的难处里面。
And all I said to this brother was, you know, I'm reminded of Abraham who went out in faith, not knowing where he was going.
就像我们刚刚弟兄所交通的那样，就是说亚伯拉罕听信从主，他进入那个应许之地，虽然他不知道要去哪里。
And Abraham was called a friend of God.
而亚伯拉罕就因此被称为神的朋友。
You know, I was able to share that with a brother because Elliot shared that with me.
因为 Elliot 和我有这样的一个交通，所以我也可以与那位有难处的弟兄有同样的交通。
And this brother that I shared it with.Responded with a text this morning.
这位和我有交通的弟兄今天早晨给我送了这样一个信息。
And he in turn encouraged me.
他反过来鼓励我。
And I'll just read from a text.
我从这个, 他的信息里面读给大家听。
This brother says, "You are right."
你是对的。
Now, all I said was those two verses. I didn't say anything.
我说的其实就是刚刚这两个经节, 我没有说任何别的话。
But he says, "Abraham sounds like a cute story when we're little."
在我们还小的时候, 亚伯拉罕也是听起来是一个很美好的故事。
But how difficult must it have been to strike out into that trustful, unknowing faith?
但是如果要进入那个完全信顺服、完全相信的关系，是何等的难。
And he goes on to say, "And God did provide for Abraham greater than he could have possibly imagined."
而神所给亚伯拉罕的是远超他所求所想的。
I trust and have faith, not like Abraham's, but a little all the same.
我的信心没有亚伯拉罕那样大。
However, there's always pain that comes with faith, trust, and especially love.
因着信、顺服，很多的时候我们就会有痛苦，也因着爱。
There would be no cross without love.
如果没有十字架，就没有爱。
Thank you for your encouragement. Have a wonderful Lord's Day.
谢谢你的鼓励，愿你有一个很美好的主日。
What a beautiful opportunity to fellowship. Elliot doesn't know this brother. We didn't even know how we were preparing, and yet already the Lord is using the Word of God to bless His children.
所以你看到这是一个多么美好的见证。 Elliot 并不认识这一位弟兄，但是因着我们的交通，神就已经在我们中间做工。
So what I'd like to do this morning is to take the story of Abraham and then step into the story of his son's life, Isaac.
所以今天早晨我们要来看一下亚伯拉罕和他的儿子以撒的这个生活。
To see how powerful this relationship is with the Lord, that it doesn't just touch one generation, but it moves to the next and the next.
所以我们看到这个与神的这个关系不是仅仅停留在一代人，而是进入到下一代。
So if we could read just a few verses.
我们开始读一些圣经。
Genesis 16, verse 2.
创世纪16章2节。
I apologize for starting with a negative verse.
我道歉，我要从一个比较负面的一个经节开始。
But the Lord will redeem this sad verse.
但是你看，神的救恩通过这样一个反面的。
Genesis 16:2 says, "And Sarai said unto Abram, Behold, Jehovah hath restrained me from bearing. I cannot have a child. Go in, I pray thee, unto thy handmaid. It may be that I shall obtain a child by her." And Abram hearkened unto the voice of Sarai.
创世纪16章2节，撒拉对亚伯兰说：“耶和华使我不能生育，求你和我的使女同房，或者我可以因他得孩子。”亚伯兰听从了撒拉的话。
Just a little background, if you're not familiar, Sarah is not able to bear a child, and so she tells Abram, "You can have a child through the servant Hagar," and this is where Ishmael is born.
所以这一点点背景，就是说，撒拉应该因为不能生育，所以要亚伯兰从他的使女可以得一个儿子，他们也得了，就是以实玛利。
But fortunately, the Lord was patient, and Abraham and Sarah were able to get back right with the Lord. And we see in Genesis
22:6,
we see that the promised son is born, Isaac.
所以他们所应许的儿子以撒出生。
But now Abraham is asked to sacrifice Isaac.
而神要亚伯拉罕把以撒献为祭。
And it says in Genesis 22, verse 6, "And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, he laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took his hand the fire and the knife, and they went both together."
亚伯拉罕把 燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。
So, let's just ask the Lord to cover this.
我们求主来
Lord, we just pray that you would allow us to hear from you this morning of a continuation of what it means to be obedient and to be called a friend of God.
主，求你继续用下面的时间向我们来说话，让我们看到怎么样是信而顺服，来成为神的朋友。
We do ask that we would see that there is a difference between what we think is obedience and the obedience that you desire.
也让我们看到我们所领会的顺服和你要我们的顺服是怎么样的不一样。
Do speak to us, Lord.
求你向我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. We will be reading a few more verses, but I just wanted to go ahead and start with this story of Ishmael and Isaac.
所以我们还要读一些圣经，但是我愿意用以实玛利和以撒这个故事来做一个开始。
Abraham had already left the city of Ur of Chaldea.
亚伯拉罕已经离开了加勒底的乌尔。
He had completely given himself over to the Lord Jesus.
他把他自己完全交给了主耶稣。
He hit a bump in the road at Haran when he delayed with his family.
他在哈兰的时候，他因着他家庭的关系延迟。
And we see some other mistakes, but we see some great works of faith in Abraham's life.
我们可以看到他有很多其他的错误，但是我们也看到他在信心里面所学的功课。
But we get to this story of Abraham and Sarah not having a son who God had promised.
所以这边让我们看到亚伯拉罕和撒拉没有得到神给他们应许的儿子。
And I hope this morning we can all recognize that we get to these positions in our life.
而今天早晨我愿意大家看到我们很多时候也在同样的光景里面。
It could not have been easy for these two.
他们的生活是不太的是很难。
This is where it's no longer a kid's story.
所以这就不再是一个儿童的故事。
How do we respond?
我们怎么样有回应？
Well, we know they made a mistake.
我们知道他们犯了一个错误。
There was disobedience.
他们不顺服神。
Because they decided we can do this alone.
因为他们决定他们可以靠着自己来做。
We can make this happen for the Lord. We can help the Lord.
我们可以帮助神，我们可以来让它发生。
And Ishmael was born.
以实玛利就出生了。
Now, sometimes, if we look closely, Ishmael was quite a young man.
而我们看以实玛利也是一个很不错的年轻人。
You know, disobedience isn't always that apparent.
而不顺服在外面并不是很明显的。
When Ishmael was born, Abraham was proud of him.
当以实玛利出生的时候，亚伯拉罕甚至以他为骄傲。
From the scripture, it seems like Ishmael was strong.
从圣经里面我们可以看到以实玛利很强壮。
He was gifted.
他也很有才能。
And Abraham had given really his thought to, yes, this was God's will.
而以实玛利甚至说这个亚伯拉罕甚至想这就是神的心意。
But the Lord had to come down and say, Abraham, Ishmael is not the promised one.
而神必须对亚伯拉罕说，以实玛利不是那得应许的。
And we need to look at our own lives and say, Lord, are we doing your will? Are we truly a good friend? Are we obeying the very heart of the Lord Jesus?
而我们甚至也要对自己说，我们今天顺服神的心意，来做神的朋友吗？
You know, if you think about it, Ishmael, not only was he a strong young man, he actually becomes a very blessed nation with the following generations.
以实玛利我们可以看到他不但是自己强壮，他也成为一国之父。
The Ishmaelites become a very strong trading tribe.
他们成为一个很繁荣的一族。
Even today,
甚至今天
the descendants of Ishmael have much richness in oil.
今天以实玛利的后代他们拥有大部分的石油的那个财产。
But there's a subtle difference between Ishmael and Isaac.
但是在以实玛利和以撒身上有这样一个区别。
When Abraham and Sarah decided to go about their business of bringing about Ishmael, they told God what was on their heart and what they wanted.
当亚伯拉罕和撒拉他们要自己 来做事。所以以示玛利出生的时候，他们其实就是说，他们告诉神他们要什么。
It's something that we can consider even in our personal or corporate prayer lives.
所以今天当我们个人或者团体祷告的时候，我们是不是也有同样的光景？
Do we tell the Lord what we think we need and what He needs?
我们是告诉神我们所要的吗？还是听从神来找到神所要的？
And that's really the story of Ishmael.
所以这其实就是以示玛利这个故事的一个重点。
Our desire from our heart, from within us, to do what's pleasing to God.
我们的心里是要来做事，来讨我们主的喜悦。
Isaac, on the other hand,
以撒在另一方面
is a different story.
是一个不同的一个故事。
Isaac came about because Abraham and Sarah were undone.
以撒的出生是因着亚伯拉罕和撒拉被神对付以后。
They realized that there was no hope in themselves.
他们觉得他们在他们 之间一点指望都没有。
And once there was no hope, once there was no plan, then the Lord could work.
当我们可以完全对自己绝望以后，神就可以开始他的工作。
And Isaac is born.
而以撒就出生了。
Now I love names.
我喜欢这个不同的名字。
It's fun to see. I see a lot of kids all the time, and it's fun to see how names fit personalities.
很多的时候我有很多的学生，我可以看到他们的名字是怎么样和他们的性格相符。
I don't know what I would have said to my parents if they had named me Laughter.
我不知道我如果我的父母叫我是一个笑容的话，我会怎么想。
Surely Isaac, and I'm making this up, but surely Isaac at some point said, please, mom, dad, of all names, why Laughter?
那所以以撒也许在他生命当中的某一天，他对想到就是说，父亲母亲为什么不叫我给我们一个名字叫笑容呢
？I mean, if we had thought about it, Isaac could have said, "You named Ishmael, which means God hears."
他以示玛利的那个名字的意思就是说神垂听。
And you named me Laughter.
你把我叫做笑容。
He must have had a second son complex.
他也许就有第二个孩子的那个症状。
But it is true, God did hear the prayer of Sarah and Abraham.
但是神确实是垂听了亚伯拉罕和撒拉的祷告。
And Ishmael was born.
所以以示玛利就出生了。
God hears and he does answer prayer.
神是垂听我们祷告的。
Sometimes don't we wish he didn't answer our prayers?
很多时候我们是不是只希望神不要听我们的祷告
Because we ask for the wrong things sometimes.
因为我们所要的是错的。
But why laughter?
那为什么叫笑容呢
One of the reasons I think the Lord allowed laughter, of course, Sarah laughed when she heard that she was going to give birth in her old age. So that's an obvious reason for laughter.
因为撒拉在听到神说他在年纪大的时候要得一个儿子的时候，他就窃笑了。
But there is such a joy, there is such a laughter when we really allow the Lord to deal in our lives, to work in our lives, and we let go.
当我们完全让主来对付我们，完全舍己的时候，我们真的是可以真正的有这样一个笑容。
I had a situation this week where I was completely undone. I went to someone and said, I don't know what to do with this. It was a personnel issue. And I just said, we need to pray. Well, actually, the other brother said, we need to pray.
这个星期我真的是遇到这样一个事情，就是说是一个个人之间的一个冲突，那就我必须就完全的舍己。那位弟兄就跟我说，我们一起祷告。
We prayed. By the time I got back to my office, everyone I needed to speak to was already waiting for me.
当我们祷告完，我回到我的办公室的时候，我所需要说话的每一个人都已经在那里等我。
They had no clue I wanted to talk to them.
他们不知道我要跟他们说话。
If they had, they probably wouldn't have been there.
他们如果知道的话，他们也许就不会出现了。
But I came around the corner, and guess what I did? I laughed.
而我到那个角落的时候，我就笑了。
Because the Lord ordained it.
因为神已经做了。
The Holy Spirit came down and said, you know, the Father has heard the prayer and here's the answer.
圣灵下来说，父神已经听到你的祷告，而这里是他的答案。
You know, laughter is an outward sign of joy.
笑容是我们喜乐的一个外面的表现。
You know, when we're sitting in a room like this and we're listening to me, everyone looks a little stoic.
所以当大家都坐在这里，听我讲的时候，也许你有一点点的、
a little stern.
有一点严肃。
Some are even sleeping.
也许你还在打瞌睡。
It's okay.
那这也没问题。
But have we ever given thought is our Christian life full of laughter and joy?
但是我们有没有想过，我们作为基督徒生活其实应该是有充满笑容的。
You know, have you ever sat in a meeting like this and the Holy Spirit comes in and you just kind of chuckle to yourself and laugh because you realize how great the Holy Spirit is when He comes in and fills us?
所以当我们坐在这样聚会当中的时候，当圣灵来到我们中间充满我们的时候，我们有的时候是不是会真的是笑出来？
So Isaac Laughter is a beautiful, beautiful name.
所以以撒他或者说他的名字笑容的话是一个美丽的名字。
But it does come through the pain of obedience.
所以这也是因着顺服的一个结果。
You know, so Isaac is born. Isaac is this beautiful picture of the uniqueness of the working of the Holy Spirit.
所以以撒，你看，这就是圣灵一个工作的一个结果。
And I just want to take a few moments of looking at the life of Isaac and seeing what comes of this life.
所以我们要来看一下以撒的那个生活，可以看到给我们一个什么样的一个帮助。
Now, one of the first things we see is that Isaac was a digger of wells.
所以我们可以看到以撒他是一个掘井的人。
So, just want to read the verses to back that up. Genesis 26:18.
创世纪二十六章十八节。
Genesis 26:18 and 19 says, And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water.
当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世之日所挖的井，因非利士人在亚伯拉罕死后塞住了，以撒就重新挖出来，仍照他父亲所叫的，叫那些井的名字。以撒的仆人在谷中挖井，便得了一口活水井。
Now it's hard for us to imagine because most of us live in the city of Houston. We live in cities.
这也许对我们很难想象，因为我们住在城市里面。
But wells mean life.
因为当时井就意味着生命。
If there is no well in the desert, there is no life.
当沙漠当中没有井的时候，就没有生命。
And of course, I don't want to speak too much of physical water. Life represents the life of the Lord Jesus.
当然，我不愿意说更多的外面的水，因为这个水就意味着主的生命。
And Isaac had a beautiful picture in his father and his mother of what it meant to have life.
而以撒就让我们借着他父母，让我们看到这个生命的美丽。
And he obediently pursued after that, that he might be a friend of God as well.
所以他因着顺服，他也这样的追求，可以成为神的朋友。
And so we see that Isaac dug the wells of his father. He redug them.
这边我们看到以撒重新挖出他父亲的那个井。
I want to encourage everyone in this room today, including myself, to recognize that there have been wells of living water already dug for us in the past.
所以我今天要提醒我们在座每一位，包括我们自己，在我们以前已经有一个活水的井为我们预备。
You know, this year we've spoken much about the life of Peter.
今年我们说到很多彼得的一个生命。
Oh, how Peter can be living to us.
彼得可以在我们当中活出来。
The experiences of Paul and the writings of Paul.
而我们也说到保罗的生命和他的教导。
There's also been many, many books, many encouragements written by church fathers.
而我们教会的父也给我们写了很多的书信。
I want to encourage everyone, instead of going on our Facebook, Instagram, you know, start reading some of the autobiographies.
所以我也愿意我们弟兄姊妹不是花时间在脸书上面，而是更多的来读一些这些圣徒的他们的生平。
The Word of God first, but second, there's some great, great writings out there.
他们不但里面有神的话，他们也有很多好的话语。
There are those that are living today. We have, you know, even on our own website, we have messages. There's other messages. There's ways of digging into the life of the Lord Jesus through what's been provided for us.
所以我们今天有很多的信息，包括我们教会的自己的网页，让我们可以进入神的生命。
And Isaac did that.
而以撒就是这样做的。
You know, and if you're a parent, consider this. You know, Isaac probably at one point said, "Now, Dad, you were very wealthy in Ur, and you left Ur."
也许以撒有一天对他父亲说，你在乌尔的时候很富有，但是你离开了乌尔。
Imagine that conversation. Isaac says, "Okay, Dad, we could have been multimillionaires, but you chose not to be a multimillionaire."
那以撒也许那天对他父亲说，你可以是亿万富翁，但是你决定你自己不要成为亿万富翁。
Tell me about that decision again.
来跟我谈一谈你当时是怎么样做这样一个决定的。
Oh, we have a great heritage because we live in the life of grace, the age of grace.
因为我们今天活在恩典的年代，所以我们有很多的遗产。
Oh, Isaac was obedient.
但是以撒是顺服神的。
But he was also obedient in digging new wells.
而且他也顺服神来挖一个新的井。
And I would say that as we live in the age of grace today, sometimes we forget that we need to dig new wells.
所以今天我们活在一个恩典的时代，很多时候我们就忘记，我们必须要来挖新的井。
And so it's an encouragement for all of us this morning. Do we dig into the Word of God?
所以今天早晨就这样再一次提醒我们，我们愿意挖井来得到神的话语吗？
You know, digging wells, and I haven't done too much of that in my life.
虽然我生命当中并没有挖过很多的井。
But I do know one thing, you have to dig deep.
但是我知道一件事，你必须挖得很深。
I don't think anyone in this room will go outside, see some pooling water on the curb, and decide to take a drink.
我不知道这当中我们在座的有多少会走到那个街边，看到那个街沿的时候有水就拿起来喝。
It's not deep.
因为那个水不够深。
It's too shallow.
这很浅。
It's dirty. There's bacteria.
所以那里面就很脏，也有细菌。
But when we dig deep, there's natural filtering through the sand, through the deepness of the springs.
但是当我进深的时候，那里面的水就自然的被沙所过滤，是干净的。
You know, I hope that maybe the Lord has said one thing through Elliot or myself this morning to you that touched your heart.
我希望今天早晨 Elliot 和我说的话里面至少有一句是摸着你的心的。
I hope the Lord has spoken to you around the Lord's table this morning.
我愿意主今天早晨借着擘饼聚会的时候向你说话。
But if that's our only sustaining life, it's going to be too shallow.
但是这如果是我们生命所依靠的话，那就太浅了。
This morning, I want to encourage all of us to dig deep into the Word of God.
所以今天早晨，我愿意和弟兄姊妹一同鼓励，来更多的进入主的话语里面。
Wake up early and dig into the Word of God.
每天早晨早一点起来，来进入神的话语。
Ask the Holy Spirit to speak from deep within the Father's heart to our hearts.
求圣灵从近深的神的心里向我们的心说话。
You know that text that I read at the beginning, Abraham's story can either be a child's story or a good story.Or it can be one that gets us at the very heart.
所以不管是我前面读的那个弟兄的信息，或者亚伯拉罕的故事，可以是一个儿童的故事，也可以是一个在我们心里面深深扎根的一个故事。
You know, the other aspect of water in a well is we need to go back daily and several times a day.
所以不管是水还是那个井，有一件事就是我们必须每天几次来到那个水井的边上。
You know, one of the greatest blessings my wife will do for me when I come home from work is she gets me a glass of water.
每一次一个祝福就是当我回到家的时候，我妻子都会给我一杯水。
And She knows me.
因为她知道我,
she knows I forget to drink water throughout the day.
她知道我在一天当中也许忘了喝水。
I get busy, I'm about to get a drink of water, then someone calls me back to the office, and pretty soon I've gone all day without drinking any water.
所以我有的时候很忙,当我要喝水的时候,有人就来找我,那我也许就忘了,一天都不喝水。
And it's not until we're suffering that all of a sudden, oh, wow, headache, oh, tired, I need some water.
所以直到我也许就是说头痛或者疲劳的时候才想起来我没有喝水。
You know, what a blessing of Isaac's life is that he dug wells that would be available for the people daily.
所以我们看到以撒生命当中的一个祝福就是他挖了井可以每天来供应人。
You know, it says that we are to read the word, that we are to be in communion with the Lord. At all times.
所以我们可以看到我们需要和主有交通,时时刻刻有交通。
So may we go back to the word, may we see throughout the day that we can drink of the word and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要回到神的话语的面前,每天来接受这个话语的供应,就像活水一样。
So what we see in Isaac's life as he's digging these wells is he's living a life of Christ being preeminent in him.
所以我们可以看到,因着挖井,以撒就过这样一个生活,而是主耶稣基督占首位的生活。
Actually, so much so that Isaac actually becomes a picture of Christ.
所以以撒就成为主的预表。
And wouldn't that be a great blessing if at work or at school or at home, our spouses, our friends, our colleagues would see Christ in us?
如果我们在工作、在家庭当中，我们的同事、我们的配偶可以在我们身上看到主耶稣的时候，这是一个何等的祝福！
But what's so special about this life of Isaac is even with the preeminence of Christ, it wasn't enough.
但是在以撒的生命当中，即使主耶稣占首位，还是不够的。
Because Christ has a heart for you and I.
因为主在心里面为我们有这样一个心意。
Christ has a heart for the church.
他向着教会有这样一个心意。
And I read the verses from Genesis 24.
我要读那个创世纪24章。
Genesis 24:62.
24章62节。
It says, "And Isaac came from the way of Beer Laharoi."
那时以撒住在南地，刚从乌尔拉海来回来。
Which is a well.
那是一个井。
Which speaks of vision of life.
看到我们生命当中的一个意象。
And then I won't read much more, but what we see there as he's waiting on the Lord, as he's seeking the Lord and asking for vision, seeking for life, he sees coming around the bend, Rebecca.
所以当他在那里思想、寻求主的心意来得到意象的时候，他就看到利百加。
Rebecca is being brought to Isaac as a bride.
而利百加作为一个新娘被带到以撒的生命当中。
The one who is bringing Rebecca to Isaac is a servant of Abraham named Eliezer.
这里把利百加带到以撒面前的是亚伯拉罕的一个老仆人以利亚撒。
And without going into all the symbolism, Eliezer represents the Holy Spirit.
以利亚撒就代表圣灵。
Abraham wanted a wife for Isaac.
亚伯拉罕愿意以撒有一个妻子。
Isaac wanted a wife.
而以撒也愿意有一个妻子。
They both could have just prayed, looked around, and said, "This is the right one for Isaac."
他们也许可以祷告，然后说，这就是以撒的妻子。
Imagine what Abraham said and what it must have been like for a father to say, "Eliezer, I don't know who she is, but go out and find a wife."
他们对那个仆人所说的说，以利亚撒，我们不知道以撒的妻子是谁，但是你出去寻找。
How hard naturally for Isaac to say, "Well, Eliezer, I don't know who you're going to be bring back, but whoever you do, I will marry."
但是你想想，这对以撒是多么难的一件事。他对那个以利亚撒说，我不知道你会给我找到什么样的人，但是不管你带回来什么人，都就是我的妻子了。This is
hard faith.
这是一个很大的信心。
This is tough.
这是很难的一件事情。
This is not natural.
这不是自然所能成的。
But Eliezer goes out.
但是以利亚撒出去了。
And he prays to the Father.
他向神祷告。
And really, it's a simple prayer. Whoever brings life is the wife.
这是一个很简单的祷告。那带来生命的就是以撒的妻子。
I promise I didn't practice that. That just came out.
我保证说我没有练习这一句话语。这个话语刚刚到出现在我的脑海里。
Whoever brings life is the wife.
不，那一位带来生命的就是以撒的妻子。
The church is to bring life.
教会今天要带给我们生命。
And the church is only formed by the moving of the Holy Spirit.
教会是因着圣灵的带领所建成的。
There is a lot of background to this story.
这个故事里面有很多的背景。
Going back to the very beginning of what Eliot shared about leaving the world and the Ur of Chaldees.
回到 Eliot 弟兄前面所交通的亚伯拉罕离开加勒底的乌尔。
But ultimately, Abraham finally said, I'm not going to tell God what I want. I'm going to allow God to provide.
亚伯拉罕最后可以说，我不再向神要求我所要的，而我接受神所给的。
Isaac was able to do the same thing. From his father's example and through his own life, I do not trust myself. I trust only the leading of the Holy Spirit.
以撒因着他父亲的榜样，因着他自己生活的经历，他也可以说，我不再靠我自己，而我仰望神。
You know, so often we form groups, we form fellowships, we form missions, we do so much forming.
很多的时候我们自己来形成我们的教会，我们的分组，我们的那个传道。
But ultimately it comes down to, do we trust the Lord and do we obey?
最后的关键的问题是我们信而顺服我们的主吗？
You know, another, I mentioned earlier that the leading of the Holy Spirit can be so fun. It almost causes you to laugh sometimes.
很多的时候我们可以提到我们的圣灵的引领是这样的好，所以我们可以有喜笑。
When I woke up Saturday morning about 2 a.m,
当我星期六早晨2点醒来的时候，
the Lord put on my heart the song Trust and Obey.
神就把信而顺从这首诗歌放在我的心里。
And my first thought was, trust and obey. It's such a trite, simple song.
我第一个想法就是说，信而顺服，这好像是一个很熟悉、很老的诗歌。
And I don't even know why the Lord put that song in my heart.
我都不知道神为什么把这首歌放在我的心里。
But I knew that we'd be sharing this morning, and like, Lord, is that the song that you want for Sunday morning, even though it seems so simple?
我今天正值祷告说，神啊，你是不是要我们有这首诗歌做开头？因为这是好像一首很简单的诗歌。
So a couple hours later, I checked my email, and Eliot had written the night before, and I hadn't seen it until about 5 a.m.
所以今天早晨5点的时候，我看到Eliot 弟兄他写的那个交通的那个大纲的时候
，and I wrote back to him and said, let's talk this morning, because one of his questions was, do you have a song on your heart for Sunday morning?
他因为他问了一个问题说，你是不是有选了一首诗歌？
And when I called Eliot, of course he says, well, do you have a song?
他所以我就打电话给 Eliot 弟兄，他问我说，你有没有一个诗歌？
Of course, I was embarrassed that Trust and Obey was the only one on my heart, so I said, oh no, brother, you pick the song.
所以我有一点点那个羞愧，因为好像信而顺服是我唯一的一首诗歌，所以我就问弟兄说，你来选吧。
He says, well, are you sure? Because all I have is trust and obey.
他就说，你确定吗？因为我所想的就是那首信而顺服。
And all of you just became Isaacs.
所以我们大家都成了以撒。
Because you laughed out loud about the working of the Holy Spirit.
因为你在看到圣灵的工作而有喜笑。
That's how the Lord wants to work in our lives.
这就是神在我们生命当中所做的工。
Yes, it's tough to leave the Ur of Chaldees.
所以很多的时候离开加勒底的乌尔是很难。
Yes, it's hard to be Isaac, the second son, when the oldest one is stronger, better, and even Abraham liked Ishmael initially better.
甚至也很难成为那个第二个儿子，就像以撒那样，因为那个老大以实玛利更强。
If you have already chosen to follow the Lord,
如果你已经选择来跟随主,
if you are choosing for the first time today to follow the Lord,
如果今天是你第一次来选择跟随主,
you'll have some initial joy and happiness.
你也许开始会有一些喜乐,
but some hardships will enter in.
但是慢慢也许就会有难处,
and it will cause us to wonder.
那也许就会让你疑惑,
but if we remain faithful,
但是如果我们 可以向神有信实的话,
and if we do trust and obey,
如果我们真的可以信而顺服的话,
the Lord will show us what joy and laughter there is in experiencing the filling of the Holy Spirit.
神就可以让我们看到, 如果我们被圣灵所充满以后, 我们的生命是何等的喜乐, 可以有喜效。
When Isaac saw Rebekah coming around the bend on that camel train, his heart leapt.
所以当以撒看到利百加从骆驼下来的时候, 他的心里面就充满了喜乐。
Not only did he rejoice in Rebekah,
因为他不但喜欢利百加,
but then it said, and Rebekah came into the tent and comforted Isaac because his mother had died.
而利百加进了他母亲撒拉的帐篷, 让以撒得了安慰, 因为他的母亲不在了。
When the Lord comes into our lives, all the hardships, all the pain, all the weeping will go away because he will comfort.
所以当神的圣灵进入我们生命当中的时候, 我们所有的眼泪, 所有的难处都离开了。
And when we are the true church, the real church, that comfort will exude throughout all of us in here.
所以当我们真的是在教会当中合一的时候, 神的安慰就在这里与我们每个人同在。
And instead of church service becoming a pain and something on our list, our to-do list, it becomes a blessing.
而教会的服事不再是我们一个负担，好像是我们必须要做的一件事情，而真的是成为我们一个祝福。
You know, the church is designed to bless one another, to bless even the world, but most importantly, to bless the Lord Jesus.
而教会是为着让我们每一个人都得到安慰，得到祝福，也让世界得到祝福，为着我们的主。
We're here this morning not to hear from the pulpit, not to hear from one another, but to hear from the Lord Jesus and bring him pleasure and delight.
所以今天我们不再是听我们人的话语，而是听我们主耶稣的话语, 因为他要带我们进入荣耀。
You know, if we could summarize Isaac's life in one phrase, it would be this.
如果我们可以用一句话来总结以撒的生命的话, 我们可以有这样一个字。
Isaac was a blesser.
以撒是一个祝福人的人。
He blessed his parents through obedience.
他因着顺服祝福了他的父母。
He blessed his tribe through digging of wells.
他祝福了他的本族，因为他挖了那个井。
And he blessed the next generation.
他也祝福了下一代。
One of the questions we can leave today, this morning with, is, are we a blesser?
所以今天早晨我们问我们自己的一个问题是，我是一个祝福人的人吗？
Does every person we touch blessed by the Lord Jesus?
我们生命当中所遇到的每一个人都得到主的祝福了吗？
When we have a comment for our spouse or for our children, are we blessing them with that comment?
当我们向我们的配偶儿女说话的时候，我们把主的祝福带给他们了吗？
When we Facebook, Instagram, etc., etc., do we bless with every posting?
当我们在脸书上面写东西的时候，我们也带给人祝福了吗？
When you're in the workplace, does your boss know this person is indispensable because they bring God's blessing?
当你在工作当中的时候，你的老板是不是知道这个人是不可或缺的，因为他带来神的祝福？
You know, in the workplace, we can't always say it, we can't always live it, but the world does know there's something different about us.
所以很多时候在工作当中，我们也许不能说，但是这个世界知道，在我们当中是与世人不一样的。
But the Lord will give us the means to do that if we dig the wells deep.
所以当我们把井挖得够深的时候，神就给我们这样一个能力。
Dig into the Word.
让我们能够晋升到神的话语的里面。
Digging into fellowship.
晋升到和弟兄姊妹交通的里面。
And allowing the Holy Spirit to pour forth.
让圣灵来充满我们。
Just ask the Lord to cover and seal this time.
让我们下面有一点祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful for this word of obedience.
主，我们感谢你给我们这样一个顺服的话语。
We truly do want to be called a friend of God.
我们愿意被叫做神的朋友。
Your friendship is everlasting.
你是我们永远的朋友。
If we feel that we're not a friend of God, it's because we've run away.
如果我们不是神的朋友，是因为我们远离了你。
But we come back and we declare our heritage, you are our friend.
所以今天我们要回到你的面前，我们来说你是我们的，
我们是你的朋友。Trust and obey you.
我们愿意信而顺服。
We want to know you more.
我们愿意更多的来认识你。
Lord, we want to hear what's on your heart and not tell you what's on our heart.
我们愿意来听到你心里面所想的，而不是告诉你我们所要的。
Lord Jesus, we want to be those that bless.
我们愿意来做祝福的人。
And it's our heart's desire this morning that you would be blessed.
我们愿意今天早晨你得到这一切的祝福。
That you would be preeminent.
你在我们生命当中占首位。
And as a result, your church would be built.
因此你的教会而得以建立。
And be made ready.
能够得以完全。
Be made ready every day.
但每天都能够得以预备完全。
All the time.
时时刻刻。
We love you, Lord Jesus.
主，我们爱你。
And we're thankful.
我们感谢你。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.